欢迎大家
Welcome you all.
Welcome everybody. Good afternoon.
大家下午好
Last week I was talking about is God in control?
上一周呢我们是在聊到了关于神是不是在掌权
Now I'm coming to the final sermon of the series.
那我们这一系列呢今天是最后一次这个讲题还在这系列里面
Today I would like to ask the question which is asked by many people.
今天我想讲的讲题呢是很多人常问到的问题
Why does God allow evil?
为什么神容许邪恶
How many of you asked this question before? Why does God allow evil? So much evil in the world if he's God?
你们是不是常常问这个问题为什么神容许邪恶呢这世上有这么多邪恶的事情发生
See, many people who don't believe in God use this question as aReason why they do not want to believe in Jesus.
那些不信主的人呢，就最爱用这样的问题来挑战基督徒，然后就说这是我为什么不信的原因。
Because if God is so good, if God is so loving, why does He allow so much evil in the world?
既然你说神这么有爱，这么良善，他为什么要容许这样的邪恶在这世界上？
And so today we're going to discuss this and answer this question.
那今天我们就来讨论，也来回答这样的问题。
Such a question is actually quite a difficult one for many scholars.
这样子的问题，就连是神学家来说，他们都要想一想的。
But it's actually not all that difficult.
其实也没有那么难啦。
You look at the scripture.
如果来看经文的话
，We have to be very careful when we ask this question. What does the Bible say, and what does the Bible does not say?
那我们每次只要问这种问题的时候呢，我们就要看那圣经有讲什么，然后有什么是圣经没有讲过的。
If the Bible does not say, don't make it up.
如果圣经真的没有这样讲过，不要自己瞎掰哦。
For example, why did God allow the serpent in the Garden of Eden?
就比如说有人问，为什么伊甸园里面会有那只蛇呢？那条蛇。
Don't know.
不知道。
Okay, we just don't know.
不知道就不知道
But don't make it up.
就不要自己去装着知道
And the question also is Why does not God destroy the devil straight away when he sinned?
还有人最常问的问题就是为什么神不把撒旦从第一天就干掉
The answer is we don't know.
那很多人都就我们也会说我们不知道
So don't try and make it up.
在不知道的时候就别乱掰
But what we do know
呢
God is in control.
神就是我们知道神是肯定掌权的。
God is sovereign.
我们也知道神是有主权的。
Why is the snake in the garden and why did not God destroy the devil?
为什么伊甸园有蛇？为什么神不把撒旦直接干掉？
God is sovereign. He knows why. He doesn't have to explain to us.
神的主权，他也知道为什么，可是他不一定要讲给我们听。
So we have to ask this question: Why does God allow evil?
所以我们今天呢就问这个问题为什么神容许邪恶
Or put it in another way, does God allow evil in the world?
或者我们来反问一句那神是真的会容许邪恶吗
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
God allows evil in this world.
神容许邪恶的。
But he's not the creator of evil.
但他不是创造邪恶的。
But he allows it.
但他容许。
Amen?It's because he allows his creation to choose, to make a decision, to have free will.
因为他允许他的被造者有一个自由的意志，可以自己选择。
The reason why God allows evil because he allows his creation to make a choice.
神之所以允许邪恶，是因为他允许他的受造者有一个选择。
God is not the author.Not the creator of evil.
神不是邪恶的创造者。
Amen? Evil exists in this world not because of God.
邪恶的存在不是因为神的原因。
Because of his creation.
是因为神的被造的原因，神那个受造者的原因。
Because his creation has free will.
因为受造者有自己的自由意志。
To make a decision.
可以自己选择的。
To do good.
可以选择好
or to do evil.
也可以选择恶
So rather than ask the question Why does God allow evil The correct question should be Why do we allow evil?
与其呢这样子问说为什么神容许邪恶，正确的问法应该是为什么我们自己会容许邪恶。
So if you are asked by somebody who does not believe in God or want to argue with you, why does God allow evil? Your answer should be, that's the wrong question.The question should be, why do you allow evil?
那比如说你要是碰到一个不信的人这样来挑战你说为什么神容许邪恶，那你就可以纠正他说，哎，你的问题问错了，你应该问为什么你我会容许邪恶呢？
Amen. You cannot say, oh, I drove 100 miles an hour in the motorway, I got stopped by the police, and they gave me 3 points.
你不能说哦，我今天开车超速了，我开了100迈哦，然后有警察停到了，停住了我。
So it is ridiculous to ask the question, to ask the question, God, why did you allow the police to give me 3 points?
那这个时候就很奇怪，如果你说问神说，神呢，你为什么要容许这些警察来拦住我？
Because the correct question is, why did I drive too fast?
你应该问的问题是，为什么我要把车开那么快？
When I kill someone, I go to jail.I cannot say, God, why do you allow me to go to jail?
比如说我杀了人，然后关到牢里了，然后你不能问神说，你为什么允许我杀人呢？
Question should be, why did I kill someone?
你的问题应该是，为什么我自己要杀人呢？
So the correct question for humanity, why do we allow evil?
所以这是对人类的问题，为什么人会容许邪恶呢？
So in other words, if you do not allow evil in your life,You will not do evil, you will do good.
如果你自己不容许邪恶在自己的生活当中，你就不会做那恶的事情。
Evil is a choice.
因为邪恶是自己的选择。
Humanity choose to do evil.
是人类自己选择的邪恶。
We choose to hurt one another.
是人类选择要互相伤害。
In fact, God says, God does not want evil.
其实神是不喜欢邪恶的。
He wants to protect us from evil.
他想保护我们不被邪恶受伤害。
He wants us to be delivered from evil.
他想让我们脱离邪恶。
Amen. Now, first of all, let's ask, what is evil?
那我们先要问一个问题，什么叫邪恶？
You see, today, according to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, we call evil good.And good evil.
那如果我们看到以赛亚书五章二十节，其实邪恶是好和坏，坏和好分不太清楚的。
So first of all, we can't even agree what's evil and what's not evil.
其实就是每个人对恶的这个定义都不一样的。
When I was a non-believer, I used to think Christianity was evil.
以前我不信主的时候，我甚至还觉得基督信仰是很邪恶的。
That's what stopped me from.Wanting to become religious.
所以当时我就选择不要信的原因就是这个。
Because according to my understanding is Christianity causes a lot of damage around the world.
因为当时我的认知是这个基督教呢在世界历史上面已经创造了很多麻烦了。
In fact, religion is the cause of a lot of evil.
我觉得宗教就是那些邪恶的存在之处。
Today we're not talking about evil in terms of accidents, diseases, suffering.
我今天所讲的邪恶不是讲的那种什么灾难啊，就是疾病啊，这样子的邪恶。
Because that's another topic.
这是一个不同的观点，不同的
话题。What I'm talking about today, why does God allow moral evil?
我今天想
evil that we choose to do.
我今天想讲的邪恶更多是道德上的邪恶，是人选择要在道德上败坏的那种邪恶。
First of all, God clarifies what's actually evil.
所以神先要跟我们讲清楚到底什么叫邪恶。
We find from the Bible, the Ten Commandments tells us what's not good and what's evil.
那在圣经里面的十诫就讲得很清楚什么叫做邪恶。
So today, what I'm talking about evil is evil from sin.
所以我们今天所讲的邪恶是从罪的肉身出来的邪恶。
So God tells Israel, this is what is sin and this is what's not sin.
所以神对以色列的民族说，这十条就是没有罪的，这十条就是有罪的。
Outside the Ten Commandments is sin.
你在十诫之外的事情就叫做邪恶。
I just want to demonstrate to you how we don't think it's evil, neither do we think it's sinful.
所以我们今天想说，我们以为的邪不邪恶，到底是不是犯罪，是要有区别的。
Telling a lie, so what?
比如说撒谎这个事情，算个事吗？
Taking something that does not belong to you, so what?
偷偷拿别人一个东西，这算件事吗？
Not honoring your mother and father, no big deal.
没有好好的跟父母关系搞好，那有算件事情吗？
Amen?But some of us, no, it is a big deal.
但是对于有些人来说，这可是大罪来着。
Let me give you another one. How about not keeping the Sabbath holy?
那有人说，那安息日我们没有把它保持圣洁，有罪吗？
A lot of people today as Christian, they do not keep one day of the week as Sabbath.
那现在当今的很多基督徒仍然是一周内连一天都找不出来当安息日的。
This is why going to church is optional.
所以去教会这个事情基本上是可以选择的。
But they don't see going to church is actually one of the commandments.
他们甚至都看不到说是去教会甚至是神的一
诫命。Where you take one day of rest.
让你有一天最少有一个安息的时间。
And you commit that day unto the Lord.
让你把这一天能够给神。
Amen. So one day a week, God is asking us to spend time with Him.
那神要的就是一个星期里面起码给我一天跟我有点时间在一起。
Not spend one day a week going to the cafe.
不是让你这一个星期里面花一天去喝咖啡。
That is not the same. That's not what the day of rest mean. The day of rest mean come before God's presence.
所以这里面我们讲到的安息是要到神的同在里来。
Amen. See, none of us, no Christians today believe that's why.Going to church, coming before God is not something that we should neglect.
所以很多人就会说，那我们去教会和去神的面前是我们不可忘记的。
We have to rest one day in a week.
我们一天至少有一天可以有个安息日。
Where we do not work.
当我们不去工作。
And we use part of that day for our family, for rest,And for the Lord.
那这一天呢，我们要不就把时间给主了，然后还给我们的家人，跟他们有时间在一起。
So that He can bless your other six days.
所以神会这样子来祝福其他的六天。
Amen. I remember years ago when I tried to tell my brother, "Do not open your restaurant and your takeaway 7 days a week."
我记得很多年前，我就跟我自己的兄弟说，你们千万不要一周来七天都开你们的店哦。
And he.Refuse.
然后他当时拒绝我。
Because Sunday is money.
他说因为星期天是赚最多的。
So for years he refused.
所以很多年他一直在拒绝。
But as he grows more mature as a Christian,
但是当他慢慢的在属灵里面成长以后，
he decided to shut his takeaway and his restaurant and then come to church.
他决定了周日要把自己的店关门。
Then he discovered something.
他的店都关门，然后他最后发现一件
事情。In his 6 days, he makes more money than 7 days.
他后来发现他一算六天所赚的钱，竟然比我以前七天赚
的还多。And then he comes to me.
然后他对我说，
If only I did it earlier.
哦，早知道我就早点开始了。
In all these years.
哦，这么多年呢。
I could have one day off.
我其实都可以赚上有一天休息的。
Amen.The devil wants you to work 7 days a week, but God is in order.
那魔鬼呢，是让你一天工作七天，但是神有他的计
划。If you rest one day, He can bless your 6 days.
你休息一天呢，神要祝福你六天的。
Hallelujah. God can do that.
神可以这样做事。
Do you believe in God's word?
你相不相信神的话呢？
Amen. That's why God always has an order.
这是为什么神一直都是有秩序的。
And when we must believe in what God says.
当我们相信神的话的时候。
Hallelujah. And if we struggle.
如果我们挣扎着。
Because the world is doing something completely different.
因为世上的人呢，做事的方法很不一样。
We have to believe in God.
那我们就要自己相信神。
So if we are working all the time, you should ask God. If it cannot be on Sunday, ask God, can I have one...You must ask God for a day off.
如果你说我一直每天都在工作，那你最少要跟神说有一天你要休息吧。
If your Sabbath cannot be on Sunday, then make it a day some other day. But make sure you only work 6 days.
那就算你说实在是不能星期天，那你跟神说，让你其他的有一天你也可以休息做安息日。
Hallelujah. God made us. God knows we need a day of rest.
因为神知道我们是真的需要那一天安息的。
And if you're in a job that you work require you to work 7 days a week, pray.
如果你在一个工作上，那个工作真的逼你每天都要一周七天的工作的话，
你祷告。Because God can fix things.
神可以在你的祷告中做事情。
I had the job that I was responsible for the for every market around the world.
我曾经有一份工作，我是为整个市场都要负责任。
And I had to travel for the next 10 years.
然后我还要接着十年都要一直到处飞到处跑。
And this is absolutely true.
这是真实的我的故事。
Sometimes I had to travel.About 40 countries in a year.
有的时候我一年要去到40多个国家。
But many, many countries every year.
而且每个国家都好 去很多不同的国家。
And I said to God,
然后我对神说,
Can't miss Sunday.
我不要错过周日。
Because I need to preach.
因为我要还要去讲道呢。
And in those 10 years, I've never missed a single Sunday.
那我工作的那十年，我没有一个周日是没有空的。
People like Sinyal and others can witness to that. I was always there.
我们都可以为 Joshua 作证，真的很厉害，就是每个星期天日都在这里。
Even when I arrived back in the UK on Saturday,
就算他有时候星期六才那个飞机才落点到这里，
I preach,
然后他接着就继续讲道。
And then Sunday night I fly off.
然后他星期天晚上刚刚讲完道就又飞走了。
And that happened a few times.
这样子是好多次的发生。
God always honored.
但神每次都要就是给他尊荣这件事情。
I never miss a single Sunday.
没有一个星期天是错过的。
I'm a witness to God's supernatural power.
所以我在这件事情上面，我可以见证神超自然的能力。
Amen. Now let's go back to the topic.
让我们再回到主题。
Why does God allow evil?
为什么神允许邪恶呢？
The correct question should be.No, he is not the creator of evil.
我们要非常明白，神不是那个创造邪恶的人。
It is we who allow evil.
而是我们才是那些容许邪恶的人。
God has given us free will.
因为神给了你我自由选择的意志。
And we choose to do evil.
所以是我们自己选择要去做邪恶的事。
Because God has allowed us freedom.
因为神给了我们这样的自由。
We can therefore answer the question, say, yes, God does allow evil, not because he wants it, it's because he's given us freedom.
所以我们回答这样的问题的答案就是，对，神确实是容许邪恶，但是是神不想让我们这样子。
God hates evil.
神是讨厌邪恶的。
God does not want evil.
神并不喜欢邪恶的。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, he says, what? Lead us not into temptation,But deliver us from evil.
所以马太福音六章十三节说，不叫我们陷入试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
In fact, God is telling us to pray every day to Him that we will not enter into harm.
神竟然是教导我们这样来祷告，说不要叫我们陷入试探，让我们不要受伤害。
Amen. But being sovereign God, He allows us to have that freedom.
但是作为有主权的神，他允许我们自己有一个选择权。
When the devil sinned, he chose not to destroy him straight away.
所以当撒旦犯罪的时候，他都没有选择说马上要干掉他。
He chose that the evil would exist with him.
他竟然选择让这邪恶暂时存在。
Evil began not in God, but in the heart of Satan.
所以恶是从哪里来的？是从撒旦的心来的。
Through his sin.
是借着他撒旦的犯罪来的。
The Bible tells us when the devil became proud.
所以圣经教我们，当撒旦变骄傲的时候，
Sin what came into his heart.
罪就进入了他的心。
He created evil.
他才是那个邪恶的创造者。
Evil comes from the devil's heart.
恶是来自于撒旦的心。
It comes from his pride.
是来自于骄傲。
That's why sin has fundamentally has a substance of pride.
所以罪里面有一个很大很实在的东西就叫做骄傲。
If you look at sin, if you analyze sin carefully, sin basically is pride.
所以如果你真的去好好分析什么是罪的话，你会发现它全部源自于骄傲的。
A lot of time why we argue is because pride.
当我们争吵的时候，其实都是里面的那种骄傲造
成的。A lot of our problems at home is pride.
很多我们家庭的问题，其实都是里面的骄傲造成的。
Where does that come from?
那是从哪里来的呢？
Comes from the devil's heart.
来自于撒旦的心。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, evil comes from the devil's heart. It comes from his pride.
所以要记住这一点，恶是来自于撒旦的心，来自于撒旦的骄傲。
So God allowed the evil to exist, to continue to exist.
所以神允许邪恶这样子暂时共存着。
Even though the book of Revelation tells us that eventually God will get rid of all sin, get rid of all evil.
因为在启示录里面确确实实地告诉我们，神最后是会处理撒旦的。
The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20 and 21 that Hades, death, the devil and his angels and all his followers will be thrown into the lake of fire.
在二十一章启示录二十到二十一章里面很清楚的记载，所有撒旦他的权势，他那些邪恶的天使都会跟他一起被扔入火湖。
So God will judge evil.
所以神确实会审判邪恶的。
God will remove evil.
神会拿走邪恶的。
Amen. So we can say to the one who's asking questions, yes, God will get rid of evil from this earth. However, later.
所以我们的回答是，神绝对会拿走邪恶的，但是呢，不是现在。
Don't say now, Lord.
千万不要祷告说现在马上。
Do you know why God does not want to get rid of evil right now?
你知道神为什么不想现在马上这样做事吗？
For three reasons.
有三点。
One.
第一。
Because in order to destroy evil, he has to destroy the person carrying evil.
那他想要去毁掉恶者的话，他想要毁掉那个带着恶的人。
That means all of us.
就包括你和我了。
That's why, according to the book of Revelation, when we are washed by the blood of Jesus, when we go into heaven, all those other people who do not accept Jesus will be destroyed in the lake of fire.
所以啊，在启示录里面就有明明记载，有耶稣宝血做遮盖的，最后去到了天堂。那剩下的没有的，他们会一起丢到火湖里。
Because if God wants to destroy evil right now, He will have to throw all of us into the lake of fire right now.
如果你现在就要神除去所有的恶者的话，那连你带我都要丢到火湖里去了。
How many of us want that?
你现在就想要他除去恶者吗？
No.
不要吧。
Therefore, He has allowed us to exist.
所以就只能暂时允许他的存在了。
He will remove evil from us from the blood of Jesus.
神可以借着耶稣的血让我们从恶中出来。
Amen. He can redeem us. God wants to redeem us.
神想要用这样的救赎方法来救我们。
Secondly, why does God allow evil?
第二，为什么神会允许和邪恶呢？
So that He can use evil to fulfill His purpose.
因为神竟然是可以用恶来帮他行事，行他国度的事情。
Say what?
然后人就说：“为什么？”
You see, the devil, without the devil, you won't have Jesus hanging on the cross.
如果没有撒旦来帮个倒忙的话，那耶稣也定不上十
字架。If there's no devil, then you won't have any temptation of Jesus.
如果没有撒旦来帮个倒忙的话，那你也没有耶稣在
受
试探这么一说了。
In other words, God is so in charge.That he can even use Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, the bad people to do his will.
在圣经里面，神不知道用了多少的恶者，包括像法老啊，像那个尼布撒尼迦王啊，他都使用了。
So in other words, God can also use the devil to do his will.
换句话说，神也可以使用一下撒旦来做一些他的国度该做的事情。
So if God is not going to destroy evil right now, but later, he may as well use it for his will.Own purpose.
所以呢，既然神暂时不准备把那个撒旦搞死的话，那他暂时就利用他，帮他做点事情。
And thirdly,
第三
，Why does he allow evil?
那为什么他选择要恶行
？Because evil actually contrasts God's goodness.
因为呢，当有恶存在的时候，就能够更加反衬出神的善。
Amen. When there's darkness.Light is brighter.
因为当有黑暗的时候，那光就显得更光明了。
Because of evil, it reveals God's goodness.
那越有恶者存在的时候，越能够让我们对比看到出神的良善。
His grace.
他的恩典。
His goodness.
他的美好。
His kindness.
他的好良善。
His holiness.
他的圣洁。
Everything about evil is completely opposite of who God is.
凡是那恶者的反面，就正好让我们反射看到神的美好。
Without evil, we would not know how good our God is.
没有这个恶者来衬托一下，我们也不知道我们的神有这么的好。
Without hell, we won't appreciate how good heaven is.
没有地狱的话，你也不会特别的感激有天堂这么一说了。
Amen. God does not want evil.
神不是喜欢邪恶哦。
He will judge evil.
他最后会审判邪恶。
But in between times,
但是在这个等待的期间呢
，God will use it.
神会暂时使用一下它。
For his own purpose,
为了是神自己达到目的。
For his glory,
为了神得荣耀。
And for our salvation,
而且还为了我们的救恩。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And let's look at First John chapter 3 verse 8.
那我们来看约翰一书三章八节。
Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning.The reason for the Son of God appears was to destroy the works of the devil.
犯罪的是出于魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，是为了要毁灭魔鬼的作为。
Here, this verse confirms what I just told you.
是不是这节经文就是正好是我刚刚所说的
？Where does sin begin? It begins with the devil.
罪从哪里来？出于魔鬼
，not God，
不是从神来哦。
However，
但是
，one of the reasons why Jesus appeared on this earth，
那耶稣出现的目的是什么呢
？It's actually to destroy，
为的就是要毁坏魔鬼的作为。
Amen. That's why today we as a Christian we have a choice.
所以今天我们作为基督徒也有这样的选择。
Jesus has set us free，
因为耶稣叫我们。得自由了。
We should not sin so easily.
我们不应该就那么随便犯罪的。
Amen. Whereas the world is sinning unknowingly.
世界呢是不知道就不停的在犯罪。
Or they got used to it.
或者他们都习惯了就一直犯
罪
犯习惯了。
But we who've been lightened.
但是我们是被光照的。
Who we know we shouldn't do so.
我们知道是不能这样做的。
We should realize one of the reasons why our Savior came on this earth is so that he can destroy the works of evil. Of evil.
所以我们需要知道我们的救主之所以显现出来的目的就是为了要毁坏魔鬼的作为。
Verse 9 says, No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
约翰一书三章九节说，凡从神生的都不犯罪，因为神的道存在他里面，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神所生的。
Sin is evil.
所以只要犯罪其实就是跟邪恶有关了。
God says, if you're born of him,
但神说你从我生的话
we should not continually sin.
你就不会一直持续的在犯罪。
But when we do discover ourselves doing something wrong, we repent.
但是一旦我们发现自己有犯罪的时候那赶快悔改
and come back to God.
然后马上回转到神。
It's what the Bible teaches us.
这就是圣经教导。
Amen? Amen. Now, So, Genesis chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, we read here.
我们来读创世纪四章六到七节。
The Lord said, you remember the story about Cain and Abel bringing an offering to God?
这是一个关于亚伯和该隐拿献祭给神的故事。
Abel brought an animal sacrifice.
亚伯所献的祭呢是动物。
And it was the best of the flock.
是他的羊群中最好的。
But Cain just bought some vegetables.
但是呢，该隐给的就是些蔬菜。
And he was upset that God refused, did not accept his offering.
然后该隐就很生气，说是为什么神不接受我的献祭
？And he became angry.
然后他变得很生气。
Okay. And here's what God told him, warned him.It's very interesting.
这是神现在对该隐所说的话。
Verse 6, The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, and you must rule over it.
耶和华对该隐说，你为什么生气呢？你为什么沉下脸来呢？你若做得对，岂不仰起头来吗？你若做得不对，那罪就伏在门前，他想要控制你，你却要制服他。
As Christians, we must read this verse and meditate on it and realize what God is saying to Cain, because he's saying that we, Because whatever God is saying to Cain is applicable to us.
所以作为基督徒，我们真的要花很长的时间来默想神对该隐说的话，看似是对该隐说的话，其实就是对我们自己说的话。
Cain was angry.
因为当时的该隐很生气。
And what happens when we're angry?
你们生气的时候是什么样子？
Does good things happen when we're really angry?
当好事发生的话，你会生气吗？
No.
当然不会啊。
It's just a matter of time.Before you sin,
就是那么一瞬间，突然你就犯罪。
Or when sin is revealed as evil,
突然就是那么一瞬间，你的罪呢就看着很邪恶。
What does it say here?
他这里说什么？
It says sin is crouching at the door, crouching.
他说罪就伏在门前
，crouching, waiting.
就蹲在那儿，蹲伏在那里等着你。
Waiting for what? As
等你
什么 ？Soon as the door is open,
phew,就等你的门开一条缝，他就赶快钻进去。
He said, "You must rule over it."
他说你那你要看到的时候，你马上就要制服他。
And so it is.
所以
we do not allow evil.
我们是不允许邪恶。
We as Christians must make a choice.
基督徒必须要做这样子的选择。
I will not allow evil.
我不允许邪恶。
And now, in other words, I will not sin against God.
所以换句话说，我不要犯罪得罪神。
Because it is crouching by the door, waiting to come in.
因为罪其实就伏在门前，时时刻刻准备要进来控制的。
So what must I do?
那我要做什么呢
？Control.
你要制服它。
Don't let evil, don't let sin come in.
不要允许那罪钻缝而入。
When you're angry,
当你生气那会儿
，forgive.
你马上要饶恕。
When you've done wrong, repent.
当你马上做错的时候，立刻悔改。
My enemy, love.
看到了你的敌人，马上说我爱我的敌人。
I get struck on one cheek, turn the other cheek.
被人打了左脸，马上把右脸拿出来给人打。
They took my vest, give them your coat.
他们要是把我的外衣拿走了，我把里衣都给他。
Go the extra mile.
走更远的几里路。
Amen. That's how you control it.
这个就是你制服他的方法。
But you have a choice.
那你有一个选择哟。
To do so or not.
你是选择要制服还是不要制服
？If you control, then you won't allow evil.
如果你去制服他，那你就不允许罪到你里面来。
But if you don't control,
但你要不去制服他的话呢
？Evil will rush in.
那马上罪就会进来了。
So you've got to ask yourself the question.
所以你要问自己这个问题
：Why do I allow so much evil in my life?
我为什么允许这个罪进入到我的门里来呢
？And if you want to stop evil in your life,
如果你想要自己的生活中没有邪恶的话
，Jesus said, "Pray."
耶稣说祷告。
Deliver us from temptation and deliver us from the evil.
祷告说神啊，不要叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离邪恶。
That's why every day we should pray, "Lord, deliver me from evil. Deliver me from every work of the devil."
所以我们每天的祷告都是主啊，不要叫我们遇见试探，让我们脱离那撒旦的工作。
Because if you don't,
如果你不这样祷告呢
？Evil is crouching by the door.
所以呢，就一天天伏在你的门前哦。
Ready to come in.
时时刻刻准备进来。
Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 tells us.
那彼得前书五章八到九节。
And I just want you to notice the imagery that Peter uses, which is very similar to Genesis.
我想让你看看这里面的经文所用的这种描述啊，跟刚才我们读到的创世纪四章很像。
He said, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that in the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world."
务要谨慎，要警醒。因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同咆哮的狮子走来走去寻找可吞吃的人你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他因为知道你们在这世上的众弟兄也正在经历这样的苦难
Genesis say it's crouching by the door and then it says control it
所以刚才创世纪说罪就伏在门前让我们去制服他
Peter says it'sprowling like a lion.
所以彼得也用同样的说，他说他们咆哮如同狮子。
Resist it.
他说你要抵挡他。
Telling us the same thing.
其实是跟我们说的是同一件事。
Amen. One is like a lion, ready to come in.
一个就像伏在你门前的狮子，随时可以进来哦。
But then God tells us, resist it, control it.
但神却说，抵挡它，制服它。
So therefore, today we got to say to ourselves, I will not allow this vessel to perform evil.
所以今天我们要对自己说，我不允许我这个器皿去做任何的邪恶。
This vessel shall be holy.
我这个器皿必须是圣洁的。
My mouth shall be holy.
我的嘴必须是圣洁的。
My hands shall be holy.
我的手必须是圣洁的。
My feet shall be holy.
我的脚也是圣洁的。
My heart shall be holy.
我的心也是圣洁的。
Amen. And it is a daily fight.
这是每天的征战。
Because the devil is waiting to try and make us as Christians to sin against God, to sin against another person.
因为魔鬼每天就伏在你的面前，就等着想控制你，让你向神犯罪，向人犯罪。
But today, I have made a decision. I won't allow that.
所以今天我做了这个决定，我不允许这样的事情发生。
How?
怎么样？
By love.
要去爱啊。
Turn the other cheek.
要把第二张脸给他打哦。
Go the extra mile.
走额外的几里路哦。
By loving the enemy.
然后要爱我们的敌人。
Amen. And this is why, brothers and sisters, it is a choice. God given us a free will.
所以神给了我们这样的自由意志，这是我们的选择。
But if we choose to do evil,
如果我们选择恶的话，
don't ask, don't complain and say, if there's a God,Why is there so much evil? Because you are contributing towards it.
那你自己都选择了恶，你还来问问题说神为什么允许邪恶？是你自己选择的呀。
Did God pollute the earth?
是神有污染你，污染了这世界吗？
Did God put all the plastic everywhere?
是神把所有的塑料都放在这个大自然里面吗？
Is God the one right creating all these warfare?
是神在创造了所有的战争征战吗？
Is God the one who's taxing you?
是神在收你的税吗？
You may call, I believe taxation is evil.
那比如说，我刚刚这么说的原因，是因为我觉得税收、征收税其实也是一个邪恶。
The taxman is the most evil.
我觉得那些征收税的那些税吏人是最邪恶的。
But whatever happens is don't contribute to the evil.
那不管发生了什么，你自己起码不选择再次的选择邪恶，
Amen.
来帮倒忙这样子。
So first thing we need to do, according to what we learned today, is resist and control. Don't contribute to evil.
所以今天我们所学到的两个关键的东西，就是要抵挡它，然后要制服它。
That's what we can do.
这是你我能做的。
How about when evil comes to us?
那如果真的有邪恶自己找上门来呢？
Amen. I may not want to do evil, but what happens if evil wants to attack me?
我没有选择去做恶的事情，可是那些邪恶的东西就来到我面前，怎么办呢？
Praise the Lord.
那感谢主。
We have a God who wants to protect us.
我们有一个想保护我们的神。
And He's instructed us to pray every day, deliver us from evil.
然后他是告诉我们这样祷告的，要我们祷告不要陷入试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
In fact, throughout the Bible, you will find in Psalms everywhere, the writer is always praising God for His goodness and for His protection.
在诗篇里面，你最容易找到的就是各样的诗人在赞美神，说他的良善和他对我们的保护。
This is one thing about being a Christian that all of us can be assured of.
作为基督徒，这是我们自己很确定的事情。
God hates evil.
神是讨厌。
And he wants to protect us from evil.
他想要保护我们不受这恶者的搅扰。
He wants to keep evil away from us.
他想要保护我们不受恶者的侵害。
So in Psalm 121, verse 7 to verse 8, it says,
诗篇121篇7到8节
The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
If you are not sure whether God wants to protect you or not, memorize this verse.
如果你都不确定神会不会保护你，那一定要好好背下这句经文
了。It doesn't say the Lord will keep you from some of evil.
神没有说要免受有一些的灾害。
What does it say? All evil.
这里面说是免受一切的灾害。
Now you may not know what all types of evil are.
你可能不知道所有的各种灾害是什么样子。
Even if you don't know what all types of evil are, God is keeping you from all evil.
你知道，你就说你没经历过所有的一切的灾害，你就应该很感谢神在保护你。
Because He says so.
因为圣经是这样说。
We should believe.
我们就要这么信。
Okay. Now, even if we ended up suffering,
就算我们有苦难。
The Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love Him.
但圣经却说万事都是互相效力，为能爱神的人得益处。
The first of all, don't contribute to evil.
所以我们先不要帮倒忙，就是让邪恶者得逞。我们起码要抵挡。
But when evil comes at us,
但是如果那些邪恶主动找上门的话，
be reassured.
那我们要非常确定，
God will keep us safe.
神是保护我们的。
Amen.Even when bad things happen to us, it will, according to the Bible, even that will work according to your good.
就算有什么不好的事情发生，你都要相信万事都是互相效力的。
And then he says in verse 8, the Lord will keep you from going out and coming forth. In other words, every day when you go to work, every day when you leave your home, every day when you come back home, God's going to keep you safe.
第八节说，你出你入，耶和华都要保护你。你每天早上出门进门的时候，神都与你同在，永远是这样。
Memorize this verse so that you know whatever the devil say, he's a liar.
所以要背下这段经文，不管撒旦说的什么，你都知道你听到的只是谎言。
And verse and then finally in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书三章三节说
It says, but the Lord is faithful.
我们的主是信实的。
He will establish you and guard you against the evil one.
他要坚固你，保护你，你们脱离那恶者。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
So in other words, every day when we go out and go to work, relax.
所以每天我们去上班的时候要放松哦。
Don't be so anxious.
不要很焦虑的感觉哦。
Yeah, don't have all kinds of superstition.
不要用迷信的去想一些乱七八糟东西哦。
Just believe God is looking after you.
要相信神一直在保护着你。
Amen. Because why? Because He's faithful.
因为神是信实的。
And He said He will guard you against the evil one.
所以他说他会坚固你，保护你，脱离那恶者。
Not only does He ask you to pray every day.That he will keep you from evil.
他不光是要你祷告说让我们脱离那恶者。
Here in these verses, he's already made the promise.
在这里面，他是在应许你哦。
Amen. And that's why when we should live our lives knowing my life is in God's hand.
所以我们这样子一定要确定我们的生命是在神的手中。
We should go out of our home knowing God is with us.
我们每天出门的时候很确定神是与我们同在的。
And when we come back home, that God is with us.
当我们回家的时候也更加确定神是跟我们一起的。
Though we cannot see our enemy,
虽然我们看不到我们的敌人。
Though we are not controlled in this world,
虽然我们在这世上也有很多失控的事情。
Though there's so much evil in this world,
虽然这世上有很多的邪恶。
We got to realize this question.
但我们需要
We got to realize this.
我们需要意识到一点。
Even though God is tolerating evil,
就算神暂时在暂且忍着这邪恶
He's still in control.
但他还是掌权的
And because he is God,
因为神是神
He's more than capable of keeping us safe.
他完全有能力保护你我的安全
So I hope this will reassure us.
我想这个一定能让我们再次的有信心了
That God is good.
知道神是信实的
God is not evil.
知道神不是那恶者
We should rejoice that God given us a freedom.
我们应该很开心，神给我们这种自由选择的意志。
A free choice to choose.
让我们有这样的选择权。
Let's not be like Adam and Eve.
让我们不要像亚当和夏娃一样。
Where we use that freedom to choose to rebel against God.
竟然用我们可以有的选择权去选择背逆神。
We, all of us, every one of us, every day we choose.To be with God.
每天我们的选择都应该是跟神在一起。
Amen.
Amen.
Every time when we want to get angry.
每天当我们生气的时候。
Every time when we want to take revenge.
每次当我们想报复的时候。
Every time when we want to smash something,
当我们想砸东西的时候
，Every time when we want to yell at something,
当我们想对某些人喊的时候
，Let's make it a habit,
让我们养成这样的习惯
，where we automatically go stop,
让我们马上就说停下来。
Why do I say make a habit?
为什么我说要成为一个习惯呢
？Because when you're angry,
因为当我们生气的时候
，you're bitter,
当我们苦读的时候
Your brain cannot think.
我们的大脑呢就不工作了
It only reacts.
就马上下意识的
And it reacts go by kill.
就下意识的就是有反应然后就应激反应就出来就杀害
Hate.
就开始恨
But if you practice every day.
但如果真的每天这样操练
Practice thinking.
操练我们的想法
Forgive.
饶恕
Love.
爱
Stop.
要停下来
Next time when you're angry,
每次你一生气的时候
that creeps in. Stop.
你马上有一个想法的时候，你就说停下来。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it does work.
我来跟你们说，真的很管用的。
I know it's hard.
我知道那一下子很难。
But if you practice over life,
但是你要是一直以这样的心来操练的话
hopefully it gets worse and worse, less and less and less and less.
你会发现那个频率越来越少。
Something else creeps in, another force.
突然又有一个想法进来的时候
and you want to make Third World War at home.
当你在准备在家里面发起第三次世界大战的时候
Suddenly your brain goes stop
然后你突然你的头脑就养成这个习惯说哎呀我要停下
来
因为你一直一直是这样子去操练的
Amen That's why the Bible tells us to resist
所以圣经说要这样子抵挡
To stop it
要这样子的去停止它
To control it
这样子去制服它
So I ask the question again Why does God allow evil?
所以我再问今天一刚开始问的问题神为什么允许邪恶
Only because we allow evil.
因为我们自己允许了邪恶。
His creation wants evil.
因为神的受造者选择了邪恶。
He doesn't want evil.
神不是邪恶的。
He won't get rid of evil straight away.
神不马上把邪恶全部弄走。
Because if he does so, he will destroy his creation.
如果他这样做的话，他会连他的受造者都一起赶走了。
But eventually he will.
但最后神肯定会的。
But while he's merciful.
但在神还在有恩典的时候。
While there is time.
但我们还有时间的时候
Let's resist evil
那我们现在就要学会怎么去抵
挡 You see the devil won't ever change
你知道魔鬼是没有改变过
God will never change
神也不会改变
God will never change from being good
神永远都不会改变成为那良善的神
But creation changes
但是呢受造者就一直在变
Adam started off as good
那亚当呢刚开始还可以的
Then he rebelled against God
是后来就悖逆了
The devil was so beautiful as an angel, then he turned into a devil.
撒旦本来原先是受造的，是天使来着。
We can change as well.
所以呢，我们也是常变的。
Ever since I became a Christian,
当我变成基督徒的时候
，Do I look more like Jesus?
我当时是不是看着像耶稣呢
？Or do I look more like the devil?
我当时还是更像魔鬼呢
？Will Jesus said, "Your father is the devil"?
耶稣会对我们说是你的父就是撒旦
？Who is saying?
他是对谁说的那句话
Speaking to the religious Pharisees,
他在对那些法利赛人宗教主义的人说话
who thought they were holy,
他们自以为自己挺高尚挺圣洁的
But then Jesus turned around with the ultimate insult,
然后耶稣呢就非常生气地指责他们说
Your father is the devil,
你的父就是撒旦
So now we've become a Christian for a while,
当我们现在变了当基督徒有一段时间了
Do we look more like our father?
我们现在有没有像我们的父亲一点点呢
Or do we look more like the devil?
还是说我们更像撒旦呢
It's a choice.
这是我们自己的选择
Amen. And I believe this year.
所以我相信今年
God really wants to deliver us all.
神想要我们脱离恶者
From evil.
脱离恶者
Because I believe God has work for us to do.
因为我相信神有工作给我们要做
And we must not slack.
所以我们就不能向后退哦。
We must be a soldier of Christ.
我们是需要成为神的精兵。
We must obey God's word.
我们是需要成为那顺服神话语的人。
So that we can advance our lives.
所以我们的生命就可以向前行。
And be blessed.
然后得福。
Amen. Let's not struggle in life.
不要在生命中一直这么挣扎着。
Let's thrive in life.
我们一直要在生命中是有这个生命力往前冲的。
Because God is with us.
在神跟我们同在的时候。我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for today.
主耶稣，我们今天感谢赞美你。
Your goodness and mercy is with us.
你的美好，你的良善都跟我们在一起。
I pray, O God, that today all of us have decided we're going to resist evil.
所以今天我们的决定是，我们要抵挡魔鬼。
We will not contribute to all the evilness in this world.
我们不会参与任何这邪恶的事情。
In fact, we will do good.
我们一定会好好的做好的。
But each time, Lord, when we fail to do good,
主啊，当我们如果失败、挫败的时候
，give us a repentant heart.
让我们有一个马上悔改的心。
And forgive us of our sins.
你能够饶恕我们关于我们的罪。
Lord,
主啊
，and we pray, O God, that you protect us from evil.
主啊，我们祷告你来保护我们，脱离这恶者。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let's all stand.
Amen. With all
above all powers.
With all I am. 全然为你。
This week to you.
主啊，我们把这一周交给你。
And I just pray, O God, that we will resist doing evil.
主啊，我们祷告，我们会抵挡这恶者。
We will resist thinking evil.
我们会一直抵挡。
Father, we look to you.
主啊，我们看着你。
And we want to do the good things of God.
我们想做你和你心意的事情。
And I just pray that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
主啊，我们祷告你的良善会跟着我，我们一生。
So that one day, Lord, when you look into our lives,
所以每当你来看到我们的生命的时候，
you can see that we are resisting the enemy.
你可以看到我们是在抵挡这魔鬼的。
And we're saying no to him.
我们是在对罪说不的。
And we're controlling it.
我们是在制服他的。
So we yield to you this today, Lord.
所以我们今天交给你，主啊。
And ask you for your guidance.
我们来叫你来带领我们。
And as I pray, O God, for our brothers and sisters here and online.
主啊，我们今天为我们的弟兄姊妹在这里和网上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Deliver us, Lord.
主啊，你叫我们脱离那恶者。
From the evil that are working in their lives.
脱离那在我们生命中做事的那些恶事。
And I want every brother and sisters to rise up right this moment because I know the enemy is strong.
主，弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们真的是要起来，因为我们的敌人还真的是在我们的里面有力量。
He's very strong in attacking you this week.
他在我们对我们的攻击上面是有力量。
So we're going to believe that God's going to set you free.
所以我们今天要相信神会让我们脱离
这恶者。So we rise up in Jesus' name.
所以我们要为了神的名来起来。
And don't take any nonsense.
不要去接受任何的废话和谎言。
Right now.
现在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We break the power of evil.
我们斩断这邪恶的势力。
We break every chain.
我们去斩断这捆绑的势力。
We command them to fall in your life.
主啊，我们知道所有的罪在你面前都要伏倒。主啊，
every person listening online that you be free in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们也祷告，包括那网上的弟兄姊妹都得自由。
And we rebuke the evil one.
主啊，我们斥责那恶者。
We break it right now.
主啊，我们打碎他们的锁链。
And we command your minds to be free.
主啊，我们祷告我们自己的、我们的、你的儿女全部得自由。
And your hearts to be free.
主啊，让我们的心得自由。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, bless our children.
主啊，让我们的孩子们。
Bless our families.
祝福我们的孩子和家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
大家请坐。
You need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告，请到前面来。耶稣，我心想信你。耶稣，我心属。活着全都为了你，歌唱也为了你。耶稣，我心想信你。耶稣，我心属于你。活着全都为了你，歌唱也为了你。